Welcome to this podcast series of TSN 203D, the Taxation of Business Income for the second semester of 2011. My name is Mr. Mashaule, and I am one of your lecturers. The other lecturers for this course are Prof. Swanepoel, Prof. Post Thomas, and Ms. Wenzel. We will gladly assist you during this semester and may be contacted at the telephone numbers provided on page 5 of Tutorial Letter 101 of 2011. You may also contact us via email through MyUNISA using the following email address: tsn203d-11-s2@unisa.ac.za. The purpose of this podcast is to give you an overview of how to get started with this module. Firstly, we will look at the study material that you need. Before commencing with your studies, please make sure that you have the following study material: Tutorial Letter 101 and 102 of 2011, as well as a prescribed textbook. You will also need Tutorial Letter 103, but this document will be posted to you at a later stage. Tutorial Letter 101 contains very important information regarding the module as well as the assignments. This tutorial letter also outlines the study units and the chapters of the prescribed textbook to be covered. Please follow the proposed time schedule for the module concluded in this tutorial letter. Tutorial Letter 102 and 103 contains the study units which will guide you through the content of the module as included in the prescribed textbook. The title of the prescribed textbook is A Student's Approach to Income Tax, Business Activities, the 2011 edition. Please note that the electronic version of all tutorial letters can be obtained from MyUNISA under Official Study Material. You first have to log in with your student number and password. Now that you know which study material to use, I would like to explain the assessment process. The assessment of this module consists of two parts, namely assignments and an examination. Assignment 1 is a compulsory assignment, and the submission of this assignment is required to obtain exam admission. This assignment consists of 50 multiple choice questions to be answered on an official UNISA marking sheet using a pencil. The due date for assignment 1 is 22 August 2011. Assignment 2, with a due date of 19 September 2011, is a written assignment and can be submitted to UNISA via normal post or electronically via MyUNISA. This assignment is not compulsory, but it will contribute to your final mark. Assignment 1 and 2 contribute 10% of your final mark, while the exam in October 2011 will contribute 90% of your final mark for the module. Assignment 3 consists of the May 2010 exam paper. You are not required to submit this assignment. It is a self-assessment assignment and does not contribute towards the year mark for the module. Please note that assignments can only be submitted via normal post or using MyUNISA for electronic submission. Ensure that the module code TSN203D, the assignment number, and your student number appear on your assignment. Please submit the assignments on or before the stated due dates. Assignments submitted after the stated due dates will not be marked. In closure of this podcast, I would like to draw your attention to the following. The syllabus is extensive, and we want to encourage you to start with your studies immediately. Your destiny in this module will depend on your own commitment, dedication, and studying. You will be the author of your success. We as lecturers will provide the support, direction, and motivation needed to yield success. During the semester, more podcasts will be recorded for this module and posted to the course site on MyUNISA. Once a new podcast has been uploaded to MyUNISA, you will receive an announcement via MyUNISA. Thus, please visit MyUNISA to check for new podcasts. Thank you for listening to this podcast.